Hello, dreamers. We're interrupting your regularly scheduled midnight message. The Railcare crew had ventured to the library that served as the base of operations for the Quiet Echoes, one of the many gangs within the district. This particular group was known for their more magical dealings, and the crew hoped they would have some information on the strange creature that was threatening the inhabitants of Five Irons. We return to the scene, verbal negotiations seeming to have failed. Pretty Baby just threw a knife at the book held by the Silent, the leader of the Quiet Echoes.
Professor, you have the highest initiative, so you get to go first. What do you want to do?
I want to lead with punching, I'm guessing, but...
That's on you. Do you want to lead with punching?
No, actually. No.
Okay.
No, I don't. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. I'm sorry because he's pulling the shit. He can't do this.
I mean, he can.
He did.
Objectively, okay. He can.
Calm down. I'm asking you to calm down.
You trying to get him to stop?
Yes.
Okay. I need you to make it a roll for that.
Fine.
This is some sort of command or leadership. Do you have anything that helps you with that?
I have Soothe the Savage?
Nope. Not a bomb. He's not an Oscar.
How about Find the Way?
Nope.
I can navigate a task. It doesn't say... It's, okay.
All right. Roll
your D20. Vigorous.
D20.
I'm going to say this task is one step harder for you.
Okay.
Because Pretty Baby... did just throw a knife at him, so you are now need to roll a 15 or higher.
That's okay.
Pretty Baby would like to help out with this task.
I don't think we can do that.
No, not an initiative right now.
You just pick up the knife gently. Oops, I dropped it.
Oops.
I dropped it. My friend dropped his knife.
So it also reflects.
Okay.
I've been working on a magic trick. It did not work.
That's a 5. He gives you a look that tells you that he is uninterested in what you have to say in that moment.
The Silent takes one hand off the book and gestures, letting out a few unintelligible words laced with power, his voice distorted and echoing strangely in the room. The air in front of him is interlaced with cracks, as if a pane of glass is shattering. A bright light and deafening screech emanates.
And I need everybody to make a... because you're all within short range, a might defense roll.
Oh, good. Okay. God. I could do that.
So if you have anything that helps you with might defense, to power through the overwhelming sensations that are now being poured upon you, then let me know. Your difficulty right now is 12.
Oh, gosh.
May I use a point of effort?
You may, yes.
Cool.
Ooh, nice. I think I shall do the effort as well.
I'm safe.
I rolled a 4!
Okay.
Nope.
V is affected. Pretty Baby.
Oh, yeah. Rolled the 14.
Okay. You succeed. Professor?
9.
Professor fails.
Mm.
And Peshmina succeeds.
Correct.
Okay, so there's 2 of you that fail. Essentially, the modern day equivalent of this is a flashbang. There is a bright light, there is a loud noise. But those of you who succeed realize that there was no physical sensation in the room. Like, you sort of cover your eyes and look, and there wasn't a light. Like, this was more of a mental sense. It only affects certain people. Like, you only experience it if you did not succeed. The 2 of you that failed, V and Professor, your ears are ringing and there are spots in your eyes. You will need to spend some time each turn trying to clear that sensation. And until then, the difficulty of all of your tasks is increased by 1 step as you are trying to push through this physical sensation. And the Silent immediately, as he casts this, yells out probably something along the lines of leave, and then turns to the other Quiet Echoes, get them.
So I have to clear this, or?
If you don't spend an action trying to make your head stop ringing or your ears stop ringing and your eyes stop
spotting,
everything is just harder. Yeah, you just need to succeed again on the might test.
Oh, got
kind of
it.
Push through it. Otherwise, you can do stuff aware.
What I
want to
do is bite his ankle and incapacitate him.
You can certainly try. It was just 1 step harder for you.
Yeah,
so that is
I'm going to try and clear it because none of this is what I want. This
okay.
is silliness. I'm going to try and re-clear.
Nope.
I rolled a 3. It's fine. I'm just rolling.
What is it look like?
I think
V's
is just on their knees, just under the table, just everything hurts. And it's what is going on? All the senses are ringing and they're trying to clear their eyes and their head and they're shaking it. It's ugh.
It is uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
The Silent Echoes, or Quiet Echoes, I should say. The Silent and the Quiet Echoes. It's like an awkward band of Josie and the Pussycat. The Silent and the Quiet Echoes.
But way less cool.
Them, you see them pull out, they probably have, like, knives, but kind of, like, gnarly, occulty sort of looking knives. You know, like, they're made of, like, a strange metal that glints in the light.
That's how you know they're bad, right? That's how you know they're bad.
They both pull out knives, and they will descend on whoever is closest. I think they probably go to Pretty Baby because you were the one who instigated the violence. So they're going to, like, circle up next to the Silent, the group of them, and they're actually going to give you a turn to basically, like, they're threatening, they're holding weapons, they are telling you to leave now. Pashmina and Pretty Baby, what did the two of you do?
So Pashmina picks herself up, and you can tell there's, like, a little bit more, like, posing, if it will, of, like, high, making sure, even though she's short, she's got great structure, her jaw is a little bit more pointed to the sky, and I think she'll be, well, it's good to see that you didn't die from such a simple throw. Congratulations. I think with that test complete, we can see you are truly worthy of a second visit if we have more information. However, I do believe we've traded. You now have this lovely addition without the first page, which honestly, who needs it? And we now have the information we need. So I think we will take our leave. Thank you so much for your decadent hosting. And I think with that, Pashmina is actually going to do a very, like, low and courteous, like, I don't know if bowing is so much a thing in this culture, but, like, a head tip, a, like, wave of the hand, of being, like, as a true, not exactly straightforward, but as a, like, I am doing the thing that culture tells me to do when I'm about to leave. Mm-hmm. And I am going to try to make it a positive goodbye to be like, oh no, you are so terrifying. We will step away. Oh no, frightful.
Give me a persuade of some
kind. So I get a bonus in positive, pleasant social interaction. I'm trained. Mm-hmm. And in persuading. Mm-hmm. So it would be
six or higher is what you need to beat right now. If you put in effort, it'd be three or higher.
No, I can roll this. I can roll this. 19, actually. 19.
Which also means you get a minor effect.
I think my minor effect is, if I may be bold, maybe it's also a gift, but it's going to be that he remembers that Pashmina can be polite.
Okay.
That will be my, like, oh, there's one, like, oh, this note of politeness. I will remember that the next time I want to stab her, perhaps.
The next time he would interact with you, he sort of has slightly more positive feelings towards Pashmina Myrin.
Thank you.
See the group of them. Like, they take this in. The Silent, like, he's still, you know, one hand holding the book, the other hand sort of, like, ready to cast another spell, kind of looks at the two people flanking at his sides, looks at you, Pashmina, and just kind of gives this nod. They are very clearly giving you permission to leave, but they are not going to stand down until you are gone. Pretty Baby, you still haven't gone. What do you do?
I assist the professor in V. I grab for the professor's hand, help him up. I go over to V, help them over.
Okay, it's your turn. You gather them together.
Well, listen to Pashmina's words, and then just over to them. Just point over to the knife, and Pretty Baby says,
it's mine now.
Keep it safe for me.
I have uses for things like this. Professor, and are you going to do anything that's...
The professor is blinded and completely can't hear. Probably just going to find Pretty Baby.
The group make a hasty retreat, leaving the base of the Quiet Echoes, the door closing quickly behind them. They make their way hurriedly through the building, past the librarian who shushes them, and outside to the streets of Five Irons, where they can take a breath.
Well, that didn't go great.
No. However, we do have information now. So? I wouldn't consider it a complete loss.
You lost your knife.
I can always find it.
Everything hurts.
Professor can't tell if this is the lack of sleep.
Yeah, he's been up for 10 days straight, so he's...
Do we know that?
I think there's been evidence, because you saw there was a chart about sleep, maybe.
pretty basic. Baby turns over to the professor and then just kind of gives V a look of like, perhaps it would be in your best interest if you got some rest, my friend.
Or what if I didn't?
Then you would not be as useful to us or for yourself or for any studies moving forward.
But then, if I sleep less, I could sleep more later.
No, that's not how that works.
I can't sleep now. We have to figure out what's going on.
We're not going to figure out anything if you're running on sleep. I told you to take a nap and to rest.
I did lay on the ground. That counts. You said it counts once. We need to figure out why the church wants this.
Okay, well then after that, you take the sleeping pills and you take a nap.
Fine.
Okay.
Deal. Professor puts out his hand.
V just licks it and then you said it feels tingly when you're shaking it.
Excuse my rudeness, maybe, but we just got defeated by a group of page masters, and I don't think we can take down this ucky cult. So, new plan, what can we do that doesn't involve going there?
I don't think we were going to go after the cult, correct? We're just looking for the creature and getting to it first.
The professor reaches into his bag and pulls out these kind of red, hard, small-looking, like, crackers and starts eating them and handing them out if anyone's interested.
Do I know what these are?
Yes. They're professor snacks.
Oh,
it's good. Ground barley, cocoa leaves, and beet juice.
I'd have that. All right.
The House of Broken Glass is up to something. The Keepers of the Veil are not going to do any good here.
Why?
Because they're the Keepers of the Veil. They're the...
All I've said is, yes, I've had my first christening, as all children do.
They're not good. You know that, right?
I mean, all infrastructure does need a lot of work from within, and that's going to take a long process, and I don't think we can just throw away the entire program.
The Keepers only keep a broken system that relies on ignorance and oppression.
He's right.
We have to stop them. I have to protect the creature. I'm not going to ask anyone to go along with me, but I made a deal. I made a promise, and I want to keep that promise.
A promise about what? Taking down the organization that I don't want to mess with, or keeping the dog safe?
Protecting the dog.
Okay, that's fine.
Yes.
That's a mission statement that is doable, perhaps.
Let's protect the dog.
Do we have a plan on how to do that?
Find the dog.
At what time?
Well, it disappeared in the morning light, so all signs point to nighttime.
And around Taylor's Way, there are a bunch. Everyone who came in sick today was from that district on that street. So disease. I am.
All right. Well, it seems we have both the time and the place. I suggest until then we prepare. Maybe perhaps the professor can get some rest.
Or here's another idea.
Okay.
I prepare.
By sleeping, my friend.
I don't think I can do that.
You won't or cannot.
I took some stuff.
In preparation for their mission, the professor heads back to Warren Station. The market during the day, while still open, is much quieter, and the professor quickly heads to Pepper's stall, deep within the more secluded portions of the market.
And it currently has a sign that just says, go away. I don't think she has, like, closed or open. It just says, like, I guess, and go away.
The professor doesn't even acknowledge it. He just walks straight in.
The sign says, go away.
I know.
Did you bring the pie?
Yes.
Good.
I got your letter.
She sort of emerges out of the shadows, a scarf wrapped around her head. We see the, like, sort of, like, little sneaky writing underneath it, the pallor to her skin. Her nose is very flat. If we look, her eyes are perhaps not human-shaped. And she, like, reaches out, takes the pie, stands there as she, like, pulls little pieces off it and tucks it, like, underneath her scarf, and it, like, hisses. You found my note, then.
The professor starts... just doing stretches while talking to her.
Oh, good heavens, the veil. When was the last time you slept?
I'll answer that question if you answer mine.
These are entirely unrelated concepts. How are you even alive?
I took some stuff. Listen, you know more than you're letting on. Just tell me.
Of course I know more than I'm letting on. That's half the business here. I don't just sell things. I sell information and knowledge.
Pepper?
Yes?
I've known you for a long time.
Unfortunately for me.
Yes. And you want something from me.
I always do.
But?
Sometimes it's just to go away like the sign said.
You asked me to protect this creature.
I did.
What's in it for you?
It's not for me.
Are you doing something selflessly?
Oh, me, no.
What's your game?
I passed on a message from someone else to you. There are people who disagree with the keepers and the house. We don't like either of them. They don't like us, or they admire us in ways that are problematic, so to speak.
If you want me to save this creature, you're going to have to help me out here.
I can give you a location to take it to, and some people who will actually care for its best interests.
Thank you.
And then you will earn yourself some goodwill with the Hidden. Which I know you've wanted, right? You're weirdly obsessed with the Ozar as well.
So the Hidden, is this something the Professor is just noting?
They're the group of Ozar in the city. Like, that's the sort of title organization that the Ozar sort of work under. And not all of them are part of it, but they are the closest that they have to any sort of real power.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but I treat them as... I don't treat them as the animals.
Oh, congratulations. You have some human decency. I'm so proud of you.
I'll take care of this.
She sort of goes to the back. You hear some, like, rattling, and then she comes out with a sort of an envelope. Location's in there.
The professor reaches out and takes it. Take care of yourself.
Of course. You know the priest is sniffing around, right?
The professor just leaves.
We cut back and we see her to pull something else out that she also got out from the back. It's a secondary sign, and she pops it underneath the go away, especially you, professor.
That worked out well.
Get your own sign.
Peshmina also makes her own preparations for that evening's mission. She hires the services of another licensed weaver to ensure Sabri, the young and untrained weaver, will not be discovered that evening while they hunt the creature. Some coins are exchanged, and no questions are asked. Meanwhile, Pretty Baby reaches out to Steiner to inquire about the acquisition of weapons and armor that can be used when dealing with Ozar and Shatter Magic. Steiner provides him with a contact over in the district of Blink Hollow, where the Midnight Market can be found. That night, the sun has long since set, and the stars glint behind the shattered sky. The crew convene at Railcare and prepare to track and capture the Grimdire before the keepers find it or another person is injured.
So if your intention is to find the Grim, one of you can lead this and then anyone can help who has relevant skills to help.
I have helpful.
And I can use Find the Way for this?
I think Find the Way would apply because you are trying to do a navigation task, which tracking is vaguely navigation. This is a little bit of a loose term for navigation. And so you can apply a free level of effort. So that drops it down by one level of difficulty.
Okay. So I have helpful. Whenever you help another character, that character gains the benefit as if you were trained, even if you are not trained or specialized in the attempted task.
Okay, that'll count. So that'll drop it down by 2 difficulty, which right now we were at... it was challenging, so now it's demanding, so we need to roll a 9 or higher. Alright, you rolled.
Okay, no, what were you saying?
No, it's fine.
No, sorry, what were you going to say?
You rolled.
No, I didn't, I dropped it.
You rolled a 2.
No, I was a 20.
Knife.
Yeah. I rolled a 2?
You rolled a 2.
Yeah, that's a 2.
That is what you rolled.
Can we downgrade it to a 1 so you get a GM intrusion?
No, because it's fine. I know what's going to happen. I was just like, I was going to ask if you wanted to apply more effort. You rolled a 2 twice in a row. I was going to give you options. I was going to see a pretty baby. It's fine. But you rolled. And this is what happens. And it's okay because I have an excellent idea. So You show me what this looks like when the professor is trying to find the Grim. Like, what is his approach? How does he do this?
The professor reaches into his bag and pulls out this small glass vial of what appears to be some kind of sand. It looks like sea rocks, like sea sand, like really, mm-hmm. It's not like mm-hmm. super rocky, but yeah, super fine. Yeah. So, he whispers, a couple words to it and snaps it in half and looks which way the sand blows.
So you watch this trail of sand, kind of, I think, floats up out of this broken vial. And, like, hangs in the air for a moment, and then it sort of rapidly starts moving in another direction. It goes down an alleyway and, like, around a corner, and you sort of chase after it. I imagine, especially in the darkness, it maybe has a little bit of a glint to it mm-hmm. so that you can see. Perhaps it is an unnatural glint, or perhaps it is just the moonlight reflecting off of it.
Hard I think to it's say. Like the seashell, the inside of the seashell, that, like, kind of weird translucent thing.
Mm-hmm. And as you follow this trail of sand as it sort of and tiny pebbles as they make their way through the neighborhood, you get sort of around a corner, sort of an alleyway, and you are pretty confident that, like, this alleyway will open out into the churchyard right in front of the Church of the Veil. And you hear sounds before you approach. I'll give you this because I'm feeling nice. But also...
Oh, my Lord. What's happening? We're all going to die.
You hear, I think, immediately, unmistakably, the sounds of a creature growling and yelling, or not yelling, but growling and sort of barking and biting at something. And you hear voices. And, Professor, you quickly and immediately pick out the leader's voice. It is incredibly familiar to you. It speaks to a deep place in your heart from a memory perhaps not as long ago as you would like it. And it is the voice of Salt, the priest. And you hear him saying, tie it up, grab here, move this. And he's shouting orders to a group of people who you presume are descending in upon this dire Grim. What do you all do?
The professor tightens up and just puts his back against the wall. Not comfortably, he's just like just like hitting a rock against the wall, it feels like. Just not, he's not moving. The professor's not moving now.
The other three of you then just see, like, the professor gets all the way up, like, following this sand. You see it very clearly turn around a corner. You hear the sound of, like, voices and some sort of growling. You think, oh, the Grim is around there. And then the professor gets to the corner, stops, and just puts his back against the wall, like, doesn't turn around the corner. And you all just see him stand.
And he's gonna check it. He's like, are you having a seizure, professor?
Pretty baby slowly moves over. Places a hand on the professor's shoulder. Just gives him like a little reassuring nod. Hand on the chest. Breathe in. Breathe out. Pretty baby looks over to V. Says to them, do you have a smoke bomb?
Oh, of course I do. Yes.
And just
kind of... Do you want to smoke?
Yeah, smoke? Okay. Gestures over to them just to kind of, like, where to throw it and kind of arc it.
So, like, around the corner. So Pretty Baby, you maybe, like, peek around the corner and you see there is...
Pretty Baby doesn't peek. Pretty Baby has a mirror.
Sorry, let me rephrase that. Pretty Baby looks around the corner, utilizing his excellent mirror equipment.
Compact.
His compact pops it open, looks around the corner, and in the reflection of the mirror, you see the Grim. You recognize the Dire Grim. It is large and as monstrous as you remember from the night before. This thing is huge. It is bigger than a horse, like, clearly as easily as tall as a person. Its mouth could, you know, just wrap around a human head whole and bite it off.
That's about rideable size.
It's totally rideable. It's very large. It is this big black dog sort of, but it almost has maybe like a translucent quality to it at the edges. Like its fur is just slightly too long and almost seems to sort of disappear into the night. Its eyes are bright yellow. It is snarling as people are kind of like tying ropes around it and they are very clearly trying to catch it and subdue it in some way. And you see, you're like, oh, there's the ropes that I wanted. Like their ropes have this this kind of like lines of runes along them as if there is sort of magical energy that is running through these ropes. There are four people kind of pinning it down with the ropes, and then there is another person that appears to be giving the commands and the orders.
Demeanor of command. That's just, I am putting that in where as soon as everyone pauses and looks at each other, like, is it time to talk? And like, there's like a structure, and like, I swear, if she was like a bird, it'd be like a little bit puffed up feathers, like adjust the scarf, like very clearly, like, is this. So, are we going to go around the corner? Are we sneaking it? Or are we talking it out? Because I bet, you know, much like every other official, if we pay them enough, they'll look the other way.
V, yes. You have a smoke bomb.
A little some vials. Like three of them in their hands.
Baby, muzzle.
Pretty baby hands the professor the muzzle.
And takes out the rifle.
Wow.
And just says, my friend, you ride it.
Ready?
Pashmina, are you ready? Shit. Accomplice.
You think this is the first time I'm going to distract during a crime? This is white collar. I got this.
Oh, then she's with us. She's with us now, eh?
Great.
V?
Yeah.
Do you. All
right. So mechanically, let's have V hurl the smoke grenade. And I'm just going to have you roll to see how effective it is and how many people, essentially, you're going to be able to affect. Cool. Like, how close do you get it to where you're hoping to get it.
Awesome.
And then after it lands, that's when we'll roll initiative for everybody, because I think that then things will immediately kick off.
Yeah, okay.
So do you have anything that helps you with throwing?
No.
Okay, cool.
I already checked. I rolled a 12.
All right, you rolled a 12. Nice. That works out well for you.
Yay. My dice are rolling so poorly.
So we see you sneak around the corner. This one you can't do with a mirror, so you have to shift around the corner and then just
hoochka,
and we see this sort of as the smoke grenade lands, and it lands, and it is close enough. I'd say you get it like probably just behind the wolf, because
mm-hmm.
You maybe overshot. So you get like the people at the back, but you seem to miss Salt, or the person who's you would sort of interpret as being the leader. The other people start they are immediately startled. There is yelling. Salt whirls around and looks down the alleyway and says, "Secure the creature. I'll deal with this."
Towards us.
And turns to the alleyway, who right now I think the only thing that that Salt can see would be V.
Mm-hmm.
The other people are kind of in smoke, but are mm-hmm. going to still potentially attempt to secure the creature. Their tasks, I think, will be one step harder, or it'll be one step easier to deal with them, depending on what it is,
mm-hmm.
With the smoke grenade. And with that, everybody can roll initiative. V and the professor, the two of you are up first. Only just.
The professor rounds the corner as quickly as possible, sprinting in the direction of the beast.
So you were trying to get up to the creature?
I am just running to the creature, ignoring everything
else.
So
right now, yeah, I think you were probably in, I would say, short range from the creature. And so you run and you are now in immediate range. Salt sees you. He just sort of looks at you and like locks eyes, and his face betrays no emotion. V
will want to try to assist the professor to make sure things happen.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy's in the way. This is weird. I hate going first. I like having initiative.
You can drop
first. I think I'll drop to see what happens.
You hold. In which case it becomes Salt's turn. So Salt was also in immediate range of the dire and is now in immediate range of you, the professor. He sees you and he is going to, he pulls out, I think, essentially what we would sort of see the equivalent of a baton, and he is going to attempt to trip you and just knock you to the ground. So I need you to roll a defense. This is a speed defense. Do you have anything that helps you with speed defense?
No, I do not.
Okay. Do you want to put any effort into this?
No, actually.
Okay. Then you need to roll an 18 or higher.
Ooh.
That's a 3.
That is a 3. So with a 3, he smacks you, like, probably just in the knees. He is attempting to deal less damage to you, but he still ends up doing 2 points of damage and knocks you to the ground as you sort of are running in, and he throws you down, and he just looks at you. Aubrey?
Salt?
V.
How close is Professor? Pretty close.
They're in melee, like they're in immediate range of each other. So range bands in this system, it's immediate, which basically means you can take like melee actions against each other. Mm-hmm. Short range, which is what your sort of grenade and like throwing ability is. Long range, which is sort of like guns, and then anything beyond that is just like far away, and you have to have sort of stuff that helps you. If you want to move, you can move one range band a turn. So you can go from long to short, or short to immediate, mm-hmm. or the opposite direction.
I want to be able to distract Salt, for sure.
Now, if you wanted to cross in and go into immediate range, like, you could use your actions to just help him in a fight. Like, you could, mm-hmm. rather than you attacking Salt, like, you could just say you are helping the professor.
I think I'll just cross the rain band, at least, okay. and, like, help. That way it's in route to help him, and also I can knock this guy out if I have to.
Yeah. So your action will be to mm-hmm. move. You move into immediate range, so you are now, like, the three of you are all within immediate mm-hmm. range of each other. We see Salt. Do you want to describe him for me? What does he look like?
Salt is, his hairline is slightly receding, but it was at one point this really light brown curly hair that has kind of changed into this like silvery, dirty brown hair. And he's got these really, really bright blue eyes. He's colorblind, and his beard is very big but perfectly manicured, mm-hmm. which shows his vanity, I think.
Or his professionalism, is what he would say.
Mm. He would say that.
Uh-huh. As this creature begins to, like, lurch up and, like, pull against these ropes, and you see the runes on them sort of, like, glow brighter, even in the smoke, and it like roars and it lets out this piercing howl. So everybody who is in short range, which is everybody.
Me too?
Oh, yes, because you're just around the corner. It's not immediate. This is short range of the pupper. Needs to make a intellect defense test.
Ooh. Woo! Oh no, do I take a penalty to this?
I think so. This is like a mental attack, yes. So it is one step harder for you. Everyone needs to make this 15 or higher, unless you want to put effort in or have something
else. I'd like to put one level of effort as well.
Okay.
One effort.
So all of those who succeed, so 15 or higher, which is everybody, I think, except the professor, Pretty Baby, you got a 14, but you put a level of effort in, yes. So it's 12 for you. Professor, you got an 8, so you do not succeed. And Salt will succeed, but the other four do not, because they are a lower level than the Grim. The Grim lets out this howl. And this howl is as much auditory as it, like, hits you in your soul. Mm. And you are paralyzed. Like, those of you who succeed, like, you feel fear. You are like, I should run. I feel like a small rabbit that will get eaten. Like, leaving this situation seems like a great idea. But everyone who failed the role, so the professor, you are paralyzed by fear. Mm. So until you shake it off, that is the only action that you can take. But however, on the plus side, you see the other keepers who are, like, trying to bind it down. Like, a lot of them, like, they kind of go slack, and they seem, like, tense, and they look much like they have also been caught in this, like, fear-based spell. And the keepers are all going to attempt to shrug it off. But currently they're probably not going to succeed, so that brings us to Pashmina and Pretty Baby.
I'm still kind of waiting for a signal, so I'm going to actually see what Pretty Baby does, and then I will react to that one.
I utilize Luna as Pretty Baby. Is there anything in the vicinity around the corner, like a fire escape ladder, or just something where I can just get a bit higher?
Yeah, totally. You can climb up. You probably, this one, it's like climbing on like dumpster stuff or like, and climbing up the wall onto like a lower building.
I'm gonna spend this turn to get up high and send Luna into the smoky fray.
And your action is getting up onto the sort of lower building roof next to this churchyard, and you have a very nice view of, you see the dire wolf in the center. There are, dire grim, I should say, there are four people who look like, in this cloud of smoke that you can just make out, who look like they don't know whether they should run or panic or pee themselves. You see a little group of people in the front by the snoot of Salt, the professor, and V. The professor looks like he just froze, and V and Salt look like they're locked in a fight.
And there are four friends. Not friends, they're enemies. There are four NPCs holding onto the ropes. Can I send Luna after one of them?
Yeah, what do you want Luna to do?
Just to attack one of them. One of them's already frightened, one of them's already in that smoke.
Yeah, I'd say this eases it definitely for Luna. The smoke might make it a little bit harder for Luna, so I think that'll probably...
Most don't have eyes.
I think those two things net each other out. So Luna is, you can make a roll for Luna.
Okay.
And I don't think Luna has anything that helps her with this, right?
No, it's just six and six.
She's level two, right?
Yeah.
She's six. So it'll be two damage if she succeeds.
17.
She definitely succeeds.
Plus 1 point damage.
That is true. Actually, it is 3 points of damage. What does it look like? How does Luna hurt this person?
Luna, okay, so Luna does a thing where after it goes out, she gets a little bit bigger. She's still small, but there is just like, she takes up more space. Mm-hmm. Whether if it's her aura, her essence, her spirit, whatever, Ozar, mana, or magic that they use, just kind of hurls in there. And she goes after the one of the keepers holding on to the rope in the back and just kind of approaches, but just gets smaller. It's this weird thing. It starts off small, she gets big, and then when she hones on, she gets smaller and just burrows right into any first orifice. And they start taking damage.
Okay. I'm mad. She kind of goes on one side. Because we sort of talked about her being a little ethereal or ghostly.
Yeah, and
so
just
like,
kind of just like get in, usually just like through the ear. Doesn't need to go through the ear.
No.
That's just for aesthetic reasons.
Mm-hmm. Like chest pains and it hurts. It's like...
It's like it's your chest, your insides mm-hmm. fell asleep. Like and now you just had to stand up really quickly. Mm-hmm. And now it's just that... Yeah.
So this person probably is going to have a full-blown panic attack.
Good.
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah, because they don't know what's happening to them.
And a wolf just howled, and the worst fears are coming true.
Yes. Yeah, basically, the wolf howled, and now they feel like they're dying. So that's great. Pashmina, what do you do?
I would like to use my turn to try and undo the fear that hit my comrades.
Mm-hmm.
So...
So the professor is the one that is feared.
Right. Can I erase 30 seconds of the professor's mind so he doesn't remember being scared?
Oh.
Yes, that would totally work. Why not? I think that's
okay.
Great.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
This is using a power on another NPC. Okay, cool.
Cool.
Okay, cool.
Good.
Okay, you're
that's
cool.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Okay.
I was just going to let you talk. That's why I wasn't saying that's awesome. I was like, yes.
But I just,
thank you for checking.
Thank you for confirming that.
Appreciate
so I just want
to. The trick, though, is you need to be in immediate range for that, right?
I
see. So you're going to need to move on your turn.
Okay. I'll get into the fray then. I'll just make my turn to get into the fray.
Professor, you are paralyzed by fear right now. Mm. You want to run, but your body does not seem to allow it.
I would like to fight it.
Okay. That makes sense.
And I'd imply a point of effort. Is that okay?
Uh-huh. All right. So now you need to beat... this is against the Grim, actually, so that's a 12 or higher. See if you can break out of it.
Is that a 19?
That is a 19.
About time.
With a 19, you will pull yourself out of the fear, and you'll also get a minor effect.
The professor just closes his eyes and recites three words to himself over and over and over again. Open your window. Open your window. And he takes that moment to collect himself and... It reminds him that nothing's as simple as it appears. And just because you feel things doesn't mean that that's the reality.
It is now Salt's turn, however. So he has knocked you onto the ground. He's got his baton. He seems to largely be ignoring V because he knows the professor. So he puts the baton, kind of like presses it against your chest as you are muttering to yourself and your eyes open. And he looks at you and he sort of very clearly demanding and threatening says... Let us take the creature. We will keep people safe. And I will pretend I didn't see you here.
I liked you more when I thought you were dead. You know that's not going to happen.
He's going to smack you with his baton.
Ouch.
I need you to roll a defense test. So you need to roll an 18 or higher to not take damage.
14.
The 14. He smacks you across the face. Or 6 points of damage.
Jesus.
He's just trying to knock you out.
Oh, God.
To your might?
What?
To my might pole?
He just clocks you across the head.
Oof.
V.
Oh, hi.
It's your turn. What would you like to do?
I'm thinking. Did I just bite him?
No.
Totally.
He's also ignoring me.
He isn't paying attention to you.
So I think I'm just gonna bite him in it's either 5 damage or hinders the poison creature's action for 10 minutes. Interesting. Okay. Let's see if I bite him and if it works. Is a +3 int. Points, you exude a deadly poison.
I'd say this is intellect task if you want to expend effort for making it easier, because it's really about like where you bite the person in order to, like, release enough of the venom, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it is currently 18 or higher to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to put in any effort?
Yes.
In addition to the 3 points of intellect that you're going to spend.
I guess so, yes. So okay. It's effort and then 3 points of intellect.
Mm-hmm.
15!
Nice.
Yeah.
With a 15. Nice. So you can have two effects to pick from, right? Do you want to take the damage or do you want to take the task difficulty? I will say that the task difficulty helps a lot of people because it drops his difficulty from 18.
I'm going to hinder him for 10 minutes.
Okay. So that's helpful to me. Describe this biting, yeah. Please.
So while he's distracted and Salt goes into like this, I'd imagine this is like a back smash just to like,
oh, yeah.
Just to straight to your ego, right? Just like, and while he's like defense that his arm is raised, V just like grabs his shoulder down and just chomps down on the back of his neck.
We see like a moment where his eyes just sort of like roll back, I think a little bit in his head as like you inject this venom into his system and like his hand like sort of like goes down a little bit and he turns around and he's like, what? And he's like slurring a little bit. And he looks at between the two of you as he realizes like he is getting a little loopy. Nice, very nice. The Grim is going to act. The Grim thankfully has feared the keepers that are holding it and it pushes up. It gets on its hind legs and you see the ropes. One of them probably snaps and like the other two sort of fall and it drops back down. It has released itself from the attempted bindings that the keepers are doing. They are all still afeared and Salt is not there to help them unafear. So they are going to continue to try and fight it, but unsuccessfully, which will bring us to Pashmina and Pretty Baby.
So I'm immediate. So just to like understand where we are, all of us are in immediate range of the direwolf, the keepers, each other, and Salt.
Yeah, yep. Except for Pretty Baby.
Oh, because you're really far away.
Okay. Short range.
Okay. I think so. When the direwolf and I can't
it rears up.
Okay, is the smoke still there?
I think the smoke is starting to clear. We should probably put a number of turns that the smoke grenades last, and I'd probably say like three
turns.
Good.
Yeah,
three turns. So I think this is the last turn that the smoke will have an impact on them.
We can see the rope, right? And he's broken through it,
like,
right?
Even in a single smoke grenade, you're gonna be able to see this very large creature. It's that everyone else trying to interact in an immediate range that's stuck in this cloud is gonna have a harder time.
Is it possible to use the extra rope and loop it around Salt's leg?
You can certainly try.
I mean, that seems like the like.
Well, what's your goal? Are you trying to trip him?
My goal is that, okay, long-term goal, he's seen our faces. We need to eventually erase his memory.
Uh-huh.
We can't erase his memory. Well, Professor is still here.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, it undoes the memory. So when the direwolf gets gone, Professor's gonna leave after it, and that's when, if there's a second ahead of time, you can erase the memory.
So you're trying to capture Salt so you can erase his memory.
Like, I need 5 seconds where Professor's not in the room, but Salt's in the room.
Okay.
It's a strat. Right.
It's a strat.
The only other strat is that Pashmina gets on the direwolf and rides it like the end of Neverending Story, which is not gonna happen because Pashmina's scared of the wolf.
Reasonably so. Fair.
Just like how Sebastian was afraid of Falcor.
All right, so trying to, I think this is probably like a two-part because Salt needs to be like knocked over in some capacity, so I think getting the rope around him is step one.
Yes, yes.
So I will allow you to just, like, grab the rope, because we'll say there's some of it probably on the ground near you. Like, totally reasonable to grab the rope and try and, like, lasso Salt.
Just, like, loop it around a couple of times.
Hey,
I'm helpful. Can I help with this task, even though I'm not?
You would need to spend your action.
That's true.
And also, you did help.
This is combat. Never mind, so this is combat.
It is now eased because he is loopy. Because all of his actions are harder by one step, so it makes it easier for you. So you need to roll a 15 or higher currently. This is definitely a speed task if you would like to put in any effort for it.
I'll put in some effort. Okay. This is not my strat. I am not built for this.
You got this, my friend.
I think when she picks up the rope, she's like, there's a moment like, it's so rough to touch. Like, why would anyone touch rope?
Is this manual labor?
So I need to get
12 or higher to get the rope around Salt.
No.
Oh, that's no.
That's a two. It's two.
That's a two. Yeah,
technically it's not a one, so I'm safe. It's not a one.
You get the rope and you're just like...
Yep.
Right. And I think it's just like this. Moves to the side and it's like, fuck all these people. Like, what is happening here? Pretty baby.
Pretty baby's vantage spot attacking the baddie that Luna has already started to attack.
With this one, it would normally have been a 12 or higher. I think the smoke, because you're not in it, like, it probably nets out, so that doesn't make it easier or harder for you. It makes it harder for them because they don't know. So we'll say that drops it down by one for the smoke. They're afeared, so that'll drop it down by another one. So that takes it down by two steps. So that is now a six or higher. Would you like to put any effort in
it? Yes.
So that will drop it down by one more step, three or higher.
That's a 10.
That is a 10. That is, in fact, higher than a 3. So you hurt the... This is your gun, right? This is 6 points
of damage.
Oh, yeah,
that's 6 points of damage.
They're having a rough day.
They are.
They
having a panic attack.
They probably feel like they're dying. And then they're actually probably starting to get close to dying because they just got shot. That brings us back up to the professor. You just got clocked in the face by Salt.
But you to leave. I'm not paralyzed anymore.
You are no longer paralyzed by fear.
Since I am in, what would you say, immediate distance to everything that's really right there?
Yeah, pretty much.
I jump onto the back of the Ozar, or the Grim.
Okay.
And
you are definitely going to need to make a roll for that.
Just yelling words.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is something like, the Grim does not want you on its back. There's I don't want to be on its back. In the way, I'm going to make you make a roll. Currently it is 15 or higher. You have the ease from the last time, so that makes it 12 or higher. That you need to roll to successfully get on the back of this Ozar.
And if I wanted to apply a point of effort, could I?
Totally could.
Okay, and that would be in...
This is going to be speed.
Speed? Okay.
9 or higher to get on the back of the dire.
What? Wow. It was...
You got an experience point over there?
You can reroll if you want to spend an experience
point. I will reroll with an experience point.
Okay, so rerolling...
You have to reroll. So reroll, you have to
spend the effort.
Yeah.
If you want to put the effort
well.
In.
Let's do it.
I will still give you the bonus from the last time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Be nice.
I'll be nice. So you put the effort back in again. So still need to be 9 or higher.
Yes. 12.
That is a 12. So what does this look like?
Well, the professor sees Salt over there. After all the stuff has happened, he saw V bite. He saw Pashmina hit his foot with a rope, and he...
Pashmina's doing her best, all right?
So the professor sees all this, and then immediately runs and jumps on the back of the beast, trying to grab as many ropes as possible, and I know it's one action, so I can't put the muzzle on yet,
definitely.
But I'm just going to try to grab onto the ropes that were around it, and hope that it runs off in a direction to get us safe enough.
We will find out.
Yes.
When it goes. So we see, I think there's maybe a moment, right, because you had the reroll, you sort of like scramble up and it's a little difficult because like Salt's in your way, you have to get up off the ground.
There's rope on his leg.
But everything that's happening around, it takes a moment, you leap on the back of this direwolf. Luna didn't get a chance to go, my apologies.
Oh, no, that was on me.
It's all good. What do you want Luna to do? Why does Summer go now?
Sing the same song.
Same thing?
Yeah, same song.
All right.
Attack the same person. I know. Oh, no, that's just a 3.
That is a 3. Luna, unfortunately, like, flutters out. The person, like, coughs up, and we see, like, I think Luna just, like, come out of the mouth. And like, Luna's like, ugh.
A little shaken, fluttering.
Yeah, like, a little shaken, fluttering, and they're like, as they manage to fight off Luna's attack. With that, it is Salt's turn. Salt is not best pleased about you being on the back of the dire, what are you trying to do? We are trying to protect people. What are you doing?
The right thing. Yeah!
That's probably when he sees his people, like, paralyzed with fear. And he's like, snap out of it! You know this is what the creature does! And all of them will now get a bonus to snapping out of their fear.
Or they can just not.
That, however, brings it.
That's a good point. She raises a good point.
That's a thing that you can also.
I'm gonna try.
Help with.
I'm gonna try.
I think I'm gonna drop down to see what Pashmina does and assist her.
All right.
Because I can help. I can expend my action to help with the task if I want.
Depending on what she does. You totally could.
Cool. I also might need a heal, so we'll see.
Yeah, that is also fair. Mm-hmm. The Grim then is going to go, and the Grim has something on its back that it doesn't want there. There's also like several snacks in front of it, so I'm just gonna make a roll to see
snack or attack.
We'll get some.
I mean, it's gonna attack. I'm gonna see who it's gonna attack. So there's six people, so I'm gonna roll a d6 to see.
Sorry.
Because there's six four types. There's four humans.
Suffering.
No. There's four humans.
You can be soft.
There's salt and there's the Grim. So 1 to 4, it'll be one of the people, the keepers. 5, it'll be salt, and 6, it'll be trying to throw you off its back.
Oh, not even us. Oh, I like it.
Okay. Claudia, no.
You're right. I need a D8. I need a D8.
Claudia, no.
So you have a D8.
Why did you do this?
It's blood red, okay. Too.
So still 5 is salt, 6 is the professor, 7 is Peshmina, 8 is V. That's a 2. It goes 4.
Oh.
Keeper number 2. So it turns around and it just sees it. I think this is like keeper number 2 is the one like next to the mouth and it's still currently paralyzed by fear and used to see the Grim like head over the mouth as it deals 5 points of damage to that person. And just like...
I like the thing that keeper number 2 specifically like said, okay, but I don't want to get the mouth today.
Yeah. Mondays, huh?
Mondays.
I'm helping you out here, buddy. You know how I feel about mouths.
The keepers, the one of them who is having the worst day is going to bolt.
Attack.
Yeah, the one that had the panic attack that got shot, they're just like... and you just see them, they just like book it in pure fear. The other three are going to shake off the fear with the help of salt, and they're going to like go back to kind of preparing to pick up their ropes, but now their situation has gotten a little harder because it's only the three of them. So that brings it to V, Peshmina, and Pretty Baby.
I have a plan.
What do you want to do?
Why don't I just tell the wolf to run?
Yeah, so totally, okay.
I have persuasion, I have... Demeanor of Command on, which means I get a free level of effort that can be used to one persuasion task.
I say this is persuading. You were, you were, it's like maybe a little bit more of a commanding persuade, but sure, we'll take
it's
Demeanor of Command. It's not a threat. It's persuading. It's not a threat, but it's definitely not a positive or pleasant social interaction.
So then I have another skill in persuading that is not my free skill, and then I'm going to use...
So you get a free level of effort from your demeanor. You have persuading, so you're dropping it down by 2. Do you want to put in another level of effort? So 3. Yeah. All right, so you're taking this from the Grim, which is 15 or higher, because the Grim is a level 5, all the way down 1, 2, 3, to a level 2, which means you need to roll a 6 or higher.
Do you...
V, you haven't gone yet, have you?
No, I have not. Do you feel good at 6?
I feel good at 6, and I can re-roll it if I really need to.
Okay. Okay, and then you can put your health
in. Yeah, at that point,
Because that asset is separate from any of the other stuff that she's put in.
Yeah, let's see what happens, I think.
All right, give me a roll. 6 or high.
7.
Yeah.
What do you say? How do you get the Grim to run?
Get.
Go on. Get at it.
You have him. Go.
Get.
Okay, I think the Grim, we see, like, they clamp around the person that they just bit, and they're, like, ragdolled in their mouth, and you see them that they're just, like, ready to bolt with this person in their mouth.
Great.
Perfect.
That is my turn.
Yes, I love it. V and Pretty Baby, what are the two of you doing?
I can use my action to recover some of my points.
You can totally.
Can I do that? I'm going to do that for now, because I don't want to get... messed up because I only have 7 might right now.
So just roll, I think, d6 plus 1.
Don't be a 1. Oh, damn. It's a 4.
Oh, cool. So you recover 5 points. You can put them wherever.
Anywhere. Cool.
Pretty Baby will finish off the person that's having a hard time.
They ran. They are still, I'd say they've left immediate range from the dire. So they're still long range from you.
Yeah, I can still.
If you want to shoot them.
No, just move on to the, let's go for someone new who has not been hit yet.
Okay, so not the person in the mouth. So do you want to go for one of the keepers or do you want to go for salt?
Let's go for one of the keepers.
Okay. I would say their fear is gone and they are no longer in the smoke. So they are now 12 is their difficulty.
All right. Use a point of effort.
Okay,
and so take a shot.
9 or higher.
That is an 18.
Yeah. And plus 2 points of damage. You deal plus 2 points of damage.
That's 8 points of damage.
Oh my god.
To that one. And I'll have Luna go for that one too.
All righty. All righty. So 8 points of damage against them. So cool. Scary. And then you want Luna to do it as well?
Yeah, they got they got an open wound now. Hop in there. Hop in there, Luna. Oh, no! It was so close, but then it went to a 7.
It was a 7. So Luna flies over, and I think, contrary to what you want, because Luna is a moth, and there are moths that drink blood, Luna just sort of lands on the wound and just starts licking the blood.
No, Luna! I can't see mad at that face.
We just see the little...
You little ghost snob, come here.
Professor, you're on a dire. It's got a person in its mouth.
Is it going?
It won't move until it's its turn.
Okay.
It's not its turn yet. But it certainly looks like it's going to bolt.
Can I encourage it to move more?
Or you can drop after its
turn? You could drop and just wait till you go after it. You are currently on its back. There is no harness or anything on it. This might be a good opportunity.
There's still straps on there, isn't there?
The ropes, but no one's holding them. Yeah. They're just
like, I was thinking I would put the thing over his mouth, but he's got a person in there. So I
yes. Yes, that is true.
Whoops.
So I would, my effort, my, okay, how, can I boop it on the snoot? No,
yeah, you could try and get it to drop the person. You could wrap something around its neck. Like, you could just tie yourself on so you're secure.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to use the straps that are on it to, like, I would assume they got part of it over the head before it.
Yeah,
it,
yeah.
I'm going to wrap it up and kind of tie myself into like around like something so I can like hold on to like a parachute.
Okay.
Like when you're falling from an airplane and your parachute doesn't open and you have to go and tight in to the people, someone else next to you straps.
Oh.
So when you're falling, you that's can terrifying. Do it. You're going to break your arms, but you're going to live. So that's what the professor does.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. So I will say this, I'm not going to make you roll, but we'll say this will be an asset to like anything that you have to do to like hold on to the wolf
okay.
or like try and steer it if you're trying to steer it with the rope. So you kind Excellent. Of, you're tied on. So if it's trying yes. to knock you off, it's going to be harder. Salt, however, is not best pleased by this, but he has managed to get his people back to it. So I think he's going to pull out a pistol and he is going to take a shot at you, Professor, because you are currently the one who is most preventing him from reaching his ambitions.
Yes.
And he's like, get off the creature, you buffoon! So I need you to roll defense.
Okay.
Unless you want to get shot at. He is still, however...
How good is he at shooting?
This is, well, now it's 15 or higher because of the venom is still in him.
10 minutes.
For 10 more minutes.
Okay. I don't think I have anything that can help.
It's a speed defense test, so you can drop some effort
I really can't.
Want. I mean, you can.
I'd be at zero speed.
Yeah, then you can't move. That's fine.
Yeah. You well, I'm on the it? Back of something, so...
You'll also learn what the damage track is all about.
I'm just going to roll.
Oh, okay.
13!
Is not a 15 or higher.
No.
He shoots you for 6 points of damage.
Oh, shit.
And that goes to might?
Yep.
I am at zero might.
So, you, when you hit zero in a pool, you immediately drop down one level on the damage track.
Okay.
So you are impaired?
So you are now impaired. That being said, if you expend an action to make a recovery roll and you put any points in your might pool and go from zero to literally anything above zero, that also clears one level on the damage track. So the professor, you are shot. The salt just like takes an aim and he's like, get off the creature! Get out of my way! And he takes a shot at you in the hopes that you will just like fall off the direwolf.
The professor takes the bullet. Mm-hmm. Doesn't acknowledge that he was shot, aside from pain, and doesn't listen or doesn't look back at all at Salt.
Yep. And that is the moment in which the Grim bolts. Person in its mouth, it just leaps into the air, it jumps over a fence, and just, like, it tears out. And it has the ability to move more than one range band on its turn, so it gets all the way out to long range. And the Keepers are now on their turn. They sort of look, and they look at Salt... And they're, like, holding the ropes, and there's no Grim, and he's like, shoot it down! And they will all pull out pistols.
They let go of the ropes?
They do let go of the ropes. And you see, you notice that all of their weapons, except the baton that he pulled out to hit you, but their pistol, and they may have other weapons, but they all have runes on them a lot in the same way that the ropes did, which you would recognize, Professor, as being non-shatter magic. It's the old magic. It's essentially imbuing items with power. It's all ritual. It's much slower. It's much less powerful than shatter magic, but over time it can still be very substantial and would make sense that they would have... essentially magic items to fight against the Ozar. And that brings us to V, Pashmina, and Pretty Baby.
Can I make a wall of fire?
Yeah, between, ooh, like, you want to try and make it hard for them to shoot at the dire.
Yeah, or another, yeah, or another smoke bomb right in front of,
totally,
ooh, yeah,
in front.
Ooh. Yeah,
I'm going to try to do that, unless you have...
The only thing what I have you left like to is do? I'm going to attempt to erase memories.
Okay, you'll only be able to target one person at a time.
I know. I'm only going to try to ignore assaults.
Cool. Yeah. Cool.
Cool.
So I got shot and he doesn't have to feel guilty for it. Fine.
Well, it's also the fact that he's not looking for you.
Yeah.
Like, fine. There are bonuses.
Yes, that's fair.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he'll just go back to looking, I guess, being aware of me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think we'll be fine to get away. So I'm just going to do a smoke screen again, pretty much. Ooh, please be okay. I can't really do anything.
Okay. So, oh, all right. What did you roll?
An 8.
That counts. That's a number.
So, well, it's not higher than any of the keepers or salt. So I think you kind of lob it into the ground. You probably maybe go a little bit past them.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say, like, you still expend the smoke grenade, like, it gets smashed, but I don't think you catch anyone in it.
Yeah.
Pretty Baby and Peshmina, what are you doing?
He's still a 15, right?
He's still a 15.
I'm going to try using my erased memories.
Okay.
I have a skill that is for special abilities that influence minds. So take it
this
down.
This is it.
I'm going to use some edge.
Okay.
So, and it takes me 3 mm-hmm. effort to actually use this ability.
Yeah, so that's 5 total cost.
Yeah.
This makes it 9 or higher.
10.
So what do we see this time? Because his eyes aren't covered or anything.
No, and he's not asleep or anything. I think just like the rope in her hand still, because it didn't work. Just like stares intently for a little bit. I think there's one moment where I assume, Assault is looking around and their eyes meet for a second and it's just a second. And then like, Pashmina's the first one to move away and do something like to like turn. And then a second later Assault is.
Yeah. And he sort of like blinks for a moment. His face kind of goes a little bit slack. I think maybe his eyes like cloud over a second and then cloud back and he like looking around, like trying to piece together what happened from the last thing he remembered
he
to what
it.
He sees.
And then he didn't here. Have it.
Yeah. Like there is clearly something has happened, but he doesn't know what happened. And so he's just going to stand there for a moment trying to process that. Pretty Baby.
You guys are good? Or are you guys still...
We're leaving. We're going to leave. He's going to leave. He's like, all right. This is it. We came for the dog.
You guys got the dog?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the dog's got itself.
You see the dog run. Like, right. you see it run.
Then I'll linger to keep him company. I could buy because it'll be the hardest time to get to me. A Pretty Baby line up a shot back on old boy, who's having a hard
Salt.
Time. No, the guy that already shot before.
All right. Yeah, take
go
a shot.
The grunts,
this person is 12 or higher.
I'm gonna throw some stank on it. Put
all
some
right.
edge in there. Oh no, that's a 4. I didn't do it.
I think they move in a way maybe you didn't expect, and they sort of like, are you re-rolling?
No,
Luna's gonna take a. What does Luna get?
Oh, that's just a 6.
Oh, Luna is still distracted.
Those are both
bad
rolls. She's gonna say num nums then.
Salt, he's going to stand there and he's going to blink and he's going to look at you probably, Pashmina, because I guess it'll be one of you two because those are the ones that he can see. So let's do an even or odd. So evens V and odds Pashmina. Odd. So he turns and he looks at Pashmina and he's like, who are you? What are you doing here? And then he kind of turns, I think, to his men and his people and he's like, where did the creature go? And they're all like, but it's booking it, boss. And he like blinks and yeah, he's gonna wait for a response from you.
Are we in an alley or are we in
you are
like...
in the churchyard.
Okay, cool. I'm on the runaway side of him, correct? Or am
sure.
I like,
yeah, that's fine. You're all in immediate range, so like
great.
You could get out from short range and run away from him through the alleyway.
I have the rope in my hand.
Yep,
I'm gonna keep that in my hand.
Okay,
I'm just gonna book it.
All right, so Pashmina,
it's like, Pashmina's like,
turn.
I think she's like, no.
Yeah, I think all the keepers, like, a couple of them probably made shots at the dire, and then, like, a couple of them turned around at their boss, who was really confused. So they don't know what to do as their boss is very clearly
and as Peshmina starts running down the alley with the grim dire, V will run after her, grab her by her scarf, and go down the other side alley. So she doesn't get shot at.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like,
and goes down the alley, and we're like, we're going to go the other way. Come, we need to go the
and
other
I
way.
I do have the rope just dangling. I'm just like a 5-foot, like, dangling piece of rope.
Rope.
Yeah, okay.
So the two of you, the Impeachment, you just start booking it away. Yeah. I don't think, like, Salt is
so confused.
Lost 5 minutes of his memory, so I don't think he's going to try and go after you. Like, he's trying to
He's also still impaired.
Yeah, he's going to probably try and figure out what the heck just happened. Pretty Baby, do you want to do anything? Like, you're still there.
I am still there. Pretty Baby leaves.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Shattered Sky. To learn more about the world and setting, and to join the dream and help us build our story, head to shatteredskyrpg.com. There you can find links to our Discord RP server as well as our wiki. Pretty Baby was played by Nathan Kiss. Find him on Twitter at @whatiskiss. The Professor was played by Marcus Mays. Find him on Twitter at @bestkindaworst. V. Lassetti was played by Steph MHC. Find her on Twitter at @sourfruitjunkie. Peshmina Myron was played by Claudia Jacob. Find her on Twitter at Jackie Dash, JAKIDASH. The GM was myself, Lauren Bond. Find me on Twitter at Random Tuesday. Original art was provided by Steph MHC and Javier Beltran. Find Javier at jpbeltran.com. Original music was provided by the Multinational Synth Corporation. Find them on SoundCloud or on Twitter at level23. That's the number 2 and the word 3. The RPG system used was Cypher System by Monty Cook Games. Find out more at montycookgames.com. Good night, dreamers. Until next time.
It's rail care. We're coming for you if the trains work. Choo-choo-choo-choo. I've got my medicine, which was my spit, and I've washed it for you, and now it's safe.
Don't forget to wash your medicine before you take it.
This month on rail care, donate bones.